appreciate this. Just be prayerful for the service tonight. Heaven, interest in your prayers that you would pray for me. To be honest with you, I've said time and time again, I've looked forward to these services for some time. Look forward to getting to work with Brother Jeff and coming here and bringing the Word and seeing the church get filled up and being revived and all of those things. But on my own part, it seems like I've struggled a little there at the beginning. So I don't want nothing to stand in the way. And I definitely don't want to hinder those that are lost. I feel like this subject is bigger than what I'm capable of tonight, but with God's help, I want to try to bring it out in a manner that would be pleasing to Him. And we'll just preach until God gets done with us, and then we'll be done. Heard a sermon some odd 10, 11 years ago. And I'll get to my subject here in a minute. Y'all heard me many enough times that I don't rarely time anything that I preach. God just don't work with me that way a lot of times. But tonight, something just kept coming back to me. And about 10, 12 years ago, I heard a sermon during revival at Rocky Mountain. Now, I can't tell you if that man preached the church, and I can't tell you if he preached the law. I don't remember what scripture he used. I don't remember any of that. But I can remember and have all these years remembered what he titled his sermon. And that stuck with me. And God just kept pushing me to say it. So tonight, with God's help, I want to try to talk about something. And God give me a title, Not Forsaken. And with God's help, I want to try to bring that out in a manner that you might understand what we're talking about. Not forsaken. And that may be common to y'all. I don't know. But God give me that. And we want to try to please the Lord tonight. We're going to take some reading tonight with God's help out of Old Heavens. I want to try to follow the Lord. It ain't about me. It ain't never been about me. It's about the Lord. And getting ourselves out of the way. Amen.
It's so much easier when you're young. I did it when I was 9 years old, and I don't have a lot of memory of it, but I know what I got. I remember this young girl in there, and she was trying to make old. I don't know about that lady. Just please, take care of me while you're young. It's so hard when you're older. If you could take my uncle down, and how old he is, and how long he's been thinking, he would not go down the road. So please, get your name. Get
convicted and get saved. Appreciate it. Take some reading out of the 25th chapter of the book of Genesis. Starting in the 23rd verse. Please do pray for us. Very familiar scripture. And it says, "And the Lord said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment, and they called him Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she buried him. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. and Jacob a plain man and dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sawed pottage. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau the bread and the pottage of the lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. With the mistakes we've made reading, we live a pretty normal life, and we get to thinking about the title tonight, Not for Sale. We drive out along the road, and there's property for sale all over the county. It seems like the housing markets went crazy. For sale, property everywhere. It seems like now everything's for sale. Everybody's trying to make a dollar. Everybody's buying up as much as they can. As we drove by and was looking at those things today, we began to think about not for sale. And we can find here that Jacob and Esau was the children of Isaac and Rebekah. And we find here that, pray for me tonight, and we find here that they had Rebekah had been barren for a time, unable to have children, and they had prayed to God and sought the guidance of the Lord to ask them, "Lord, help me in this." And the Lord had sent them children, and therefore they had had two sons, twins. And we find there that Esau come out of the womb first, therefore being the firstborn and having the birthright in the future, being able to give to him. And we find over there that as we go over here, and I'll not read all this text tonight, but you might say, "Well, what is the importance of all of that?" Well, we know the Lord had told Isaac. He said, "I will make thy seed multiply as the stars in the heaven." He was going to give him everything. He said nations would bow before him. So there was a major importance in this. And we find here that Isaac had gotten old in age, and that his eyes had given out on him. He couldn't hardly see anymore. He knew his time of death was coming near. And he told Esau, he said, "Esau, go get your weapons." He said, "Go get your bow. Go get your quiver." He said, "Go out and find me some vision there. And bring it in, venison, bring it in to me." He said, "Make me some of that savory meat." So he went on. And we find there that Rebekah, their mother, had been listening to what he had been saying, what Isaac had been saying. And we find there that as she was listening to these things, she doesn't know what God had promised her. And as we listen to these things, we find there that Rebekah had went to Jacob. And she told him, she said, "Go get two goats." And I'm paraphrasing all this. She said, "Go get two goats and bring them to me. And we'll prepare them goats. And I'll make that savory meat. And you'll be able to go into your father, and you'll be able to receive those blessings." So he went and he got the two goats. And she come back and she started preparing that. And she said, "Well, if I was to go into my father, you know Esau, he's a hairy man. He'll recognize me. He'll know that I'm a deceiver." So she said, "We'll take the skin of those goats and we'll apply it to the back of your hands and we'll apply it to your neck." So she went on preparing the meat. And it come time there that she had found some of Esau's clothes up there in the house. And she went and got those clothes. And she went ahead and had Jacob put those clothes on. And after the meal had been prepared, he went to Isaac there. And he said, "Isaac, father," he said, "it's me, Jacob." Well, excuse me. He said, Father. He said, My Father. And he said, I am here. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. He lied to him. And he said, I have done according as thou baddest me, and arise, I pray thee, sit, eat my venison, that thy soul may be blessed. And it goes on, Isaac said, well, how did you come by this so quickly? And he said, the Lord provided. The Lord brought it through to us. So we went on. And it find there that, and Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, for thou may be my very son, Esau, or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and said, the voice of Jacob's voice, but his hands were the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. And he said, art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near, and he kissed him. And Isaac there smelt upon his neck. He could smell Esau's clothes. He knew that he had been wearing the clothes of somebody who had been out in the field. Esau was a manly man, if you will. He was a hunter. He liked to go out. And I know I like to deer hunt a little bit. And I like for my clothes to smell like the outside. You know, we bring them in and they'll smell like the closet and the wife's washing powders and things. I like for them to smell like the outside. Got an old cedar box sometimes I'll lay that stuff in. He smelt it there. And he assumed. He said, well, this must be my son Esau. And he said, therefore, God give thee the dew of heaven and the fatness of earth and the plenty of corn and wine, and the people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. And the Lord over thy brethren, let thy mother's son bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed he that blesseth thee. We find now that Jacob had left. Isaac had blessed him. And Esau comes in. And he said, Lord, here's this. He said, Father, here's this venison. He said, here's this venison. And he brings it to him. And Isaac begins to say, well, who was that? Who was just here? Whose venison did I just eat? And that began to bring in a remembrance of Esau about his birthright that he had sold out to Jacob. With all that being said, and I'm going to try to make it through this with God's help, because the Lord really was on me this afternoon, and I'm going to try to push on through. Y'all help. Pray for me. We told you the title tonight is not for sale, lost folks. There was a man there. We was talking to you about. His name was Esau. Everything in the world that he could desire at that time would be given to him. All the nations of the world would bow down to him. Even his own brother would have bowed down to him and served him. But yet, he was at faint at one time from being out and sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. But it didn't mean nothing to him at the time. It wasn't nothing he was concerned about. Church, Brother Jim's message, he's talked several times where there's liberty. Tonight a man can preach. Where the Spirit of God is, a man can preach. I'm sorry, y'all come expecting great things maybe tonight, and maybe I'd let you know. But without God's help, I can't preach the Word. I can't do it on my own. I can't do it on my own. I don't want to try. Is it me? If it's me, let me know. I love these lost people here. I love these lost. They're precious to me. And I want to see them get saved. But honey, if I'm standing in your way from serving God, let me know it. I don't mean. I need the prayers of God's people. I begin to think about, listen, lost person, don't be for sale tonight. The devil, he'll try to persuade you in every way possible. He'll try to persuade you to keep your seat. He'll try to persuade you that heaven's not real. He'll try to persuade you that God's not real. He wants to buy your soul tonight. It's exactly what he's after. He's a deceiver and he's a liar. It's exactly what he is. In the book of Hebrews, in the 12th chapter, 16th verse, it says, "Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears." Tonight, lost person, if I don't get nothing else across to you, I want you to understand this. You can sit up here on this altar. You can sit back there in your seat. You can blow as much snot if you want to. You can cry as many tears as you want to cry tonight. But unless God has convicted your soul, you're brokenhearted, honey, you ain't going to get through. I'd never tell nobody not to come to the altar and pray. I'd never tell nobody not that one thing. But tonight it's going to take the power from on high to convict the heart. That's what it's always took. I told you the other night, God is never changing. The same thing that He required for King David is the same exact thing that He requires tonight. It don't change. I'm glad it's the same way. The same thing that King David got, you know what? Is the same thing I got. And it's what I'm counting on. He said that he was troubled and the pains of hell got upon him. And he was brought low. Honey, that's what happened to me. Tonight, I want you to think about this. Revelations, 21st chapter, 23rd verse. Lost person, I want you to imagine. We talked to you about hell. And it's an awful place. And I don't want you to go. God sent His only Son. Shed His blood upon the cross. That we may have everlasting life. Whosoever believes. But there's a place. There's a city. Jesus told them over there. He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. We know He was speaking to the disciples, but He said, I go and prepare a place for you. He's gone. He's preparing a place. I want to tell you about something, about the city. And it says, and the city has no need for the sun, nor the moon, to shine in it. For the glory did light it, and the Lamb, the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not shut up at the day. There shall be no night there. I'm thinking about a place. Tonight, lost person. Don't you want to go? Don't you want to go? Don't you want to go where Jesus is the light? Don't you want to go to the place where Jesus is the light? There's no need for any sin. For He is the light of that city. Lost person. I'd make a mess once again. But if God is dealing with you, you're still going to have the answers. If the Lord decides to take you on home here after a while, if He decides that tonight's the night that you shall die, and He says it's the end, you're still going to have the answer. Regardless of not if I fail. The blood is upon your hands. Won't you seek Him while you have time? I know, church, it takes conviction from on high. I know it does. And honey, we need that. We need that. And bless you. Bless y'all's hearts. The one that's testified and spoke, bless you. I guess it's me. But bless your heart if it's you too. Church, as bad as I want revival, as bad as I want to see this church get filled up, honey, I can't do it on my own. I can't do it. I can't do it. I've been trying at this for too long, church. I've been trying at it for too long. Not as long as others, but I know long enough when I feel the Spirit of the Lord. Church, let's pray. Pray for conviction. And honey, if I'm the problem, don't speak. I don't want to stand in nobody's face. I don't want to stand in nobody's face. Maybe I'm standing in mine. Tonight, won't you come? Church, if something's on your heart, won't you come? If the Lord is dealing with you, church member, won't you come? Maybe you've got something on you. Maybe you can't get where you need to be. Maybe you need to pray to God. I don't know, but won't you come? Not for sake. I can tell you one thing right now. I'm not forsaken. When that day comes for me, and the Lord says that it's the end, Apostle Paul told Timothy, he said, henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. And not only for me, but all those who love His appointment. I'm not worthy. Tonight of that crown. I know I'm not. The Bible speaks about the elders over there in Revelation casting their crown before the Lord. And I can tell you one thing. People talk about going over there and seeing things. Oh, I've got family over there. I've got family over that country.
But I want you to know something, church.
After maybe a million or so years, I may look them up. But I've got somebody else, Sister Joan, I want to see first over there in that country. And that's my Savior.
I want to see you. Won't you? That's my message. Won't you go?